This is Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host Bill Satterley. I'd like to welcome you back to the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz. We hope you stick around for another hour of fine modern mainstream music. We've got a nice lineup in store for you, and we're going to kick it off with a continuing salute to that great composer, arranger, pianist, and bandleader, Duke Ellington. And this is a salute to Duke Ellington by the Dave Brubeck Quartet on piano. Of course, Dave on piano, Paul Desmond on alto sax, Joe Benjamin on bass, Joe Morello on drums. This is from the 1958 Newport Jazz Festival, which was devoted to a tribute to Duke Ellington. And this is a really great song that was written by Dave Brubeck as a salute to Duke, called The Duke. That was Dave Brubeck Quartet, obviously very live at the Newport Jazz Festival in 1958. Of course, that was the classic Dave Brubeck Quartet, except there's not Gene Reiters on bass, it's Joe Benjamin on bass, Joe Morello on drums, Dave Brubeck on piano, Paul Desmond on alto sax. That was a Dave Brubeck composition dedicated to Duke Ellington, of course, simply called The Duke.
I'm going to play a big band sound of Count Basie doing a tune entitled Count 'Em.
Thank you.
Classic Basie doing a tune entitled Count 'Em.
In my continuing salute to Duke Ellington, I guess no salute would be complete unless we did something by alto sax man Johnny Hodges. Johnny Hodges was in the Ellington band for about 25 years, but he had about a 4 or 5 year break where he had a little a band of his own he toured around with. And this is one that he cut while he had that little group. It was on a Clef album called In a Mellow Tone. Included all ex-Ellington people, but besides Johnny Hodges on alto sax, had Al Sears on tenor sax, Emmett Berry on trumpet, Lawrence Brown on trombone. This is Johnny Hodges' little group doing Ellington's In a Mellow Tone.
Thank you.
Alto sax man Johnny Hodges' little group doing a romp through Duke Ellington's In a Mellow Tone, and I introduced all the personnel at the beginning of the that track, and I forgot to mention that there's a fine tenor sax solo there by a former Ellingtonite, Ben Webster.
I want to go to a bigger band sound, although it wasn't a working group. It's from a CD entitled Jimmy Smith and Wes Montgomery, the dynamic duo on Verve. And the name of the tune is Night Train. Thank you. I trained with Jimmy Smith on guitar, or guitar, on organ, and Wes Montgomery on guitar.
Turn now to pianist Ahmad Jamal and his trio from an album called I Remember Duke, Hoagie, and Strayhorn, because he's referring to Duke Ellington, Hoagie Carmichael, and Billy Strayhorn. Did about four tracks with each composer. This is Ahmad Jamal Trio doing Ellington's Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me. That was the Ahmad Jamal Trio from Ahmad's album Two, Hoagie, Duke, and Strayhorn, doing Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me.
Ahmad was from Chicago, and I think he's best known for the tune Point Siena. If you've not heard it, you should try and get a hold of a CD that has that song on it. It does a nice job with it. I'm going to play something by a piano player that's kind of a quirky singer, but he is a pretty good piano player, Mose Allison, and he's going to do a tune entitled The Seventh Son, and it features him on piano, Addison Farmer on bass, and Ron Flores on drums. So let's listen to The Seventh Son.
Everybody's talking about the seventh son. In the whole round world, there is only one, and I'm the one. Yes, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one, the one they call the seventh son. I can tell your future, it will come to pass. I can do things for you, make your heart feel glad. Look in the sky, predict the rain. I can tell when a woman's got another man. I'm the one. Yes, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one, the one they call the seventh son. Can talk these words that will sound so sweet. They will even make your little heart skip a beat. I can heal the sick, raise the dead, and make the little girls talk out of their head. I'm the one. Yes, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one, the one they call the seventh son. I'm the one, I'm the one, the one they call the seventh son.
That was Mose Allison saying The Seventh Son. My favorite one of his tunes is Your Mind's on Vacation, Your Mouth's Working Overtime.
That's right. One of the greatest. Okay, we're going to do something by the Modern Jazz Quartet, the MJQ. This is from an East-West CD called For Ellington. Of course, the Modern Jazz Quartet, as many of you know, is composed of John Lewis on piano, Percy Heath on bass, Milt Jackson on Vibes, Connie Kay on drums. This is the MJQ doing a Ellington composition called Coco. Thank you. was the Modern Jazz Quartet from their East West album for Ellington, and that was an Ellington composition called Coco.
I'm going to play something from the Songs of Cole Porter Collection album featuring several artists. Hey, there's 15 cuts on here. They don't tell you much in the liner notes, but the tune is entitled Love for Sale, and it features Cannonball Adderley.
Thank you.
That was Love for Sale featuring Cannonball Adderley, but actually that was the Miles Davis Quintet with Adderley filling in for John Coltrane.
Well, this is Kent Lindquist along with Bill Satterley, and we have been listening to The Feeling of Jazz. We've got time for one more cut. We hope you join us next Sunday night at 8 on Lakeshore FM 89.1. Closing out my salute to Duke Ellington, I guess it's only appropriate to finally play his theme song, The A-Train. This is by Kenny Burrell on guitar with a nice group that includes Joe Henderson on tenor sax, Snooky Young on trumpet, and I think Jimmy Smith is here on organ. Let's close out the show with The A-Train. Thank you.